Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. So before he stormed out of his 60 Minutes interview that aired last night, French President Nicolas Sarkozy spoke through a translator of his admiration of the United States as a country where anyone could make it.
That's the reason why I like the U.S. You can be called Schwarzenegger and be governor of California. You can be called Madeleine Albright and be Secretary of State. Colin Powell or Condi Rice and succeed. That's a free country. That's a democratic country. A country that gives a chance to each and every one of its children.
Despite that kind of rhetoric, however, a recent bill has many in France questioning Sarkozy's commitment to giving immigrants a fighting chance in his country. Just last week, the French Parliament approved a strict new immigration law under which hopeful incomers, in some cases, are required to pass a language test and prove familiarity with French values. That would apply in all cases. And most controversial of all, the provision that allows for DNA testing of some potential immigrants. Now, if you plan to join a relative in France, you may have to prove your blood relationship, and that's already leading to some, shall we say, surprises. Joining us now is Newsweek's Paris bureau chief, Chris Dickey. Hey, Chris, welcome back to WNYC.
It's always a pleasure, Brian.
So you just heard a little bit of Sarkozy on 60 Minutes. He's son of an immigrant himself, yet this new bill is seen as quite harsh. Is there an inconsistency there?
Well, I think it's harsh by sort of French Republican standards, what they call Republican values here, not meaning Republican Party in the U.S. sense, of course, because it suggests a kind of a racist or racial overtone to the immigrant issue, which is, of course, there all the time and something that Sarkozy has been accused of before. But the idea of introducing a DNA test into this mix is particularly volatile because in Europe, in France, this brings back all kinds of sort of hot button words. The idea of eugenics and racial testing and genetic testing, all of that goes back to the phobias created by the Nazis.
Right. Now let me see if I understand this DNA provision correctly. Like in the United States, one of the ways you can become an immigrant to France is under a family reunification law. So if you've got a blood relative of a certain closeness in France, it's a little easier than it is for some other people to immigrate. But now the people who want to immigrate under that family unification law have to prove that they're really related by taking the DNA test. Is that
it? Well, it's actually, I mean, we've got two debates going on here. One is the general philosophical debate, is what I was talking about a second ago, and the other is the reality of the law, which is pretty soft and pretty conditional right now. If you want to go to France and join your mother, not your father, not your brother, not your cousins, your mother, you can speed up the process by taking a DNA test that shows you are indeed her offspring. That's the way the law is constructed right now. And it's only temporarily in effect until 2009 when it's all going to be reviewed. So, you know, on the one hand, you have the left bringing up all these issues about eugenics and racism and so on. On the other, you have Brice Hortefeux, the minister in charge of this, and Sarkozy saying, we're making it easier for people. You just take the DNA test, and then you don't have so much paperwork.
Is it already in effect? Is it happening?
Not really, no. It will go into effect imminently because the law has been passed, but I don't think there have been any examples yet of anybody being tested.
Oh, is there a model from some other country? Because I thought I heard about some
people. There are
about
12 other countries in Europe that employ some variation of this.
There are. So this is already common in Europe.
Yeah, it's not unusual in Europe, or at least that's what people have been saying here. I'll tell you the truth. I have not checked those 12 other countries.
Because I'll tell you what I've heard is that there's a fair amount of people taking this DNA test and finding out for example, that their father is not who their father thought he was.
But no, that's a concern, and that's why the law is now constructed so that it only is going to apply to mothers. You only will take it if you are trying to prove your relationship to your mother. It's not, the law doesn't affect the question of who your father is.
Which brings up the question of not just what it means to be French, but what it means to be family. What if an adopted son wants to join his mother?
Well, I think they'd have to go through a whole different process, and they would not have the possibility of this relative, as it were, a shortcut in the application. You know, it's really it's a little bit of a tempest in a teapot, but the sensibilities are so so raw here in Europe still about anything that smacks of eugenics or racism that this has been a huge debate.
Here's another clip of Sarkozy on 60 Minutes last night. He often speaks of the hard work it took for him to make something of himself.
You only get what you're prepared to struggle for. I was from a middle-class family. I had no connections. Nobody in my family had ever been in politics. I didn't simply become head of state by chance. I became it because I wanted to.
So again, Sarkozy seems to be committed to the role of immigrants in forging his country, but...
Well, I mean, he was committed to the role of Sarkozy in forging his country.
Yes,
I mean, he,
right. Talking is, about himself.
He has a huge ego. He's a tremendously driven man, always has been. He was telling people that he was going to be president of the Republic when he was still a teenager, and he was serious. Some of his friends, who are friends of mine, you know, really couldn't believe it listening to him back then. But he's done it, and he has done it through force of will and through his enormous energy. Was it a huge problem for him to have been from a half-immigrant background, the son of basically a Hungarian aristocrat? I don't know. I don't think it was as much of a problem as he makes it, and it certainly is a different kind of problem than that faced by the African and Arab immigrants who make up the largest share of immigrants to France now.
Chris Dickey, Newsweek's Paris bureau chief, talking about the controversial new immigration bill over there. No, no driver's licenses for illegal immigrants in France?
No,
that's,
I don't believe
obsession.
There are. That debate in New York is, that's a complicated one, too. It gives you an idea just how volatile the immigration issue is almost anywhere you look.
Right. Now, let me ask you about something else in this bill, because as I understand it, anybody, not only those who are trying to prove relation through DNA, but anybody hoping to come in would have to pass a language test and also prove what I've seen written up as familiarity with French values.
Mm.
I can tell you that I've seen a video that the Dutch government makes prospective immigrants see about Dutch values, or was for a time, you know, that includes tolerance of homosexuality and makes people, it shows scenes of, you know, two gay people kissing. We showed this on my TV show, the video of it, to make the point that the Dutch government seemed to be trying to scare away Muslims. You know, who, especially more conservative Muslims, who might not see themselves as comfortable with these Dutch values. What kind of French values do prospective immigrants have to demonstrate that they're comfortable with?
Well, I think that the ideas of liberté, égalité, and fraternité are the ones that they're pushing, and a basic knowledge of French history. I don't think that they're pushing the kind of social agenda that the Dutch are in those films, partly because they haven't had precisely the kinds of problems that the Dutch have had, where you've had radical imams in Rotterdam and elsewhere preaching against gays and talking about the licentiousness of Dutch society.
Right.
And the general,
that's not happening. Not happening.
Why do we need these guys?
That's not happening in the banlieue or the...
You know, actually, no, that is not the problem in the banlieue. The banlieue is more of a socioeconomic problem. There's not a lot of hatred of the decadence of French society.
But opponents of the bill are claiming that this measure is aimed at African immigrants primarily, yes?
It is. A lot of this is a result of very different cultures and very different legal systems. What we're really talking about as a political concern and to some extent as a practical one, is the idea that African families are built differently than French and European families, that it may be hard to establish blood relationships on paper, that sometimes there's fraud, sometimes people are claiming to be children who might be cousins or not related at all. There's also a requirement in this new law for parents to be responsible for their children. Basically, it's sort of holding them responsible for their children who come to this country.
Huh. And I know he also wants to increase the proportion of skilled immigrants in France from about 7% today to 50%, so making it more kind of transactional like they try to do in the United States. Before we run out of time, I want to ask you about one other thing with Sarkozy that's been in the news. He proposed last week some very wide-ranging measures to curtail carbon emissions. And for a president who came in with the reputation as Sarkozy the American, he sure doesn't sound like George W. Bush on this, does he?
Well, no, he doesn't. And I think that that's because the environment, while it is an issue in the United States, is a huge issue, one of the top issues here in Europe. And Sarkozy understands that. He's a political animal and knew that he had to do something at a moment when there was a big groundswell of public opinion about trying to stop or at least affect global warming.
What do you make of the difference in public opinion? Because there's still a lot of skepticism here. There are still a lot of people here who think it's, you know, if not a hoax, at least highly exaggerated. Is it real different?
It is different. I think partly that's because the oil companies may have less weight as lobbies here in Europe than they have in the United States, although they are very powerful. I think it's also because Europeans, because they have such a dense population, have always, in modern history, in recent 20, 30, 40 years, had a greater appreciation for what terrible things can happen in the environment.
Huh.
And it's been a huge political issue here forever.
So before you go, Chris, let's listen to one more clip from the Sarkozy interview on 60 Minutes last night. Here he is berating his press secretary for setting up the interview to begin with.
I don't have the time. I have a big job to do. I have a schedule.
Very busy. Very busy.
Sir, I know you're angry.
I'm not angry. I'm in a hurry. Okay, I'm going to do my job.
Don't worry.
Okay, all right.
Quel imbécile.
Quel imbécile. We don't need much translation for quel imbécile.
Well, you know why I was doing this, Brian.
Why?
This was a couple of weeks before his divorce from his wife was announced. It was right at the height of his negotiations with his wife. And Leslie Stahl started to ask him about his wife, and he had said he wouldn't comment on that. And here she just kept pushing the question.
Yeah, Giuliani won't do 60 Minutes either. Is this news in France today that he walked out on Leslie Stahl? We have 5 seconds.
It is news in France today. It was on the morning shows, absolutely.
Chris Dickey is the Paris Bureau Chief for Newsweek. Always a pleasure. Thanks, Chris.
My pleasure.
Brian Lehrer, WNYC.